Incoming transmission from the Janeway Podcast Program. This is Captain Janeway of the USS Voyager speaking. I command the most advanced research vessel in the Alpha Quadrant. Of course, it's now marooned in the Delta Quadrant. My crew and I must do whatever it takes to get home safely, or die trying. I prefer the former, but we'll see, because I'm insane. Yes, captaining is a stressful job, but somebody's gotta do it. That's how I spend my days. But by night, I'm just killing time and wagging my chin. I've discovered an old holodeck program called the Podcasting Studio. I found an eager-to-please ensign with a chill tood to help me run the program. So go ahead, delete the wife. And come, listen to me unwind and chat about my day with whoever's around.
Subscribe to the Janeway Podcast Program, wherever you get your podcasts.
As you were.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Edgar Allan Poe's The Grocery Store. I woke upon an early morn, feeling hungry and forlorn. Checking cupboards, feeling famished, sprinkling flakes into a varnished bowl. But I would soon despair. Life was never kind nor fair. It seemed I had no milk to pour, and had to visit the grocery store. I pulled on trousers, barely fitting, not quite zipping, unremitting. My flanks had broadened, gut expanded. Here, my friends, I'll be quite candid. For months I had not moved, unless remained in states of much undress. Barely had I graced my door, unless to visit the grocery store. I made a list with items needed, took my time, and then proceeded, grabbing mask and wipes and keys. Suddenly, feeling a breeze, a hoodie draped my humble frame as I made my walk of shame to open up my car's side door on a trip to the grocery store. As I drove, I spotted others sitting underneath pergolas, chatting with their friends and brothers, sipping on their Coca-Colas. Did they not fear this disease enough to cover up their sneeze? I watched them, spraying, laughing, beaming, waiters on the verge of screaming. I mustn't look, under my breath I swore, as I drove to this wretched grocery store. I turned into the parking lot. From afar, I glanced a spot, a gratis charging station too. For once, I didn't feel too blue. But as I flipped my signals on, intending me to set upon the spot, was swiftly stolen by a reckless, maskless sort of guy. Oh, I'd give that man what for, had I not pressing business at the grocery store. Alas, there was too long a line, and queuing up, I tweaked my spine. No longer able there to stand, I accidentally brushed a hand belonging to a woman who a basket at my head then threw. I'm victimized, I'm victimized.
I could not have believed mine eyes.
Do you judge me, sir? She asked, as she chucked away her mask. You know I can't breathe through that thing. And so began the end of everything.
It's lies, she said with gross elation. I heard it through my dear relation. They want to take away our rights. Well, if they do, I'll stand and fight.
I ran as quickly as I could to where my precious Prius stood. I opened up my trusty car and found a bottle of subpar cleanser I had hoarded, since I would not be near sinks to rinse my flaky hands, or even more if I should visit, let's say, the grocery store. I spent the next few days in fear, terrified of what I'd hear. Results awaited from a test until received, I could not rest. They scraped the back of my poor throat to gather samples. Then they wrote my name on some cheap plastic tube, then left me speechless like a rube. I swear they tickled my two brains. I can't describe these strange new pains. Every day I dream about the times before when I actually liked visiting the grocery store. And now I feel obliged to mention, I'm not looking for attention. Don't pity me, I don't need that. I have close friends with whom I chat, plus therapy where I can vent. And it's not like it's something one can prevent. Just figured, if you're in a bore, you'd like to hear my rant about the grocery store.
This has been Sinister Classics, a series of audiobooks collecting the finest in fake American fiction. Edgar Allan Poe's The Grocery Store was read by Ron Warner. Sinister Classics is an imprint of Left Handed Radio. Support Left Handed Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to this program. Support the work of Sinister Classics by becoming a member at patreon.com/lefthandedradio. $5 a month grants you access to our full back catalog with no advertisements. You've been listening to Left Handed Radio, a Left Handed Radio product.
I don't know if that's what you want. If you want something different, though, I'm more than happy to give you another one. Thank you. Good luck.